It's not something that's settled by this research. But this guy, Professor J.C. Barnes, has been looking at the results of studies over the last 15 years. He finds that, indeed, there is a genetic component to the way that we behave, and especially, in particular, with criminal behavior. He's broken us down into three categories, and see if you fit into any of these, Bill. That's the habitual criminal, the person who goes into a life of crime, the abstainer, somebody who never commits crime, and the sort of adolescent one-time criminal who commits an act of shoplifting or paints some graffiti in seventh grade and never commits another criminal act again. He says that genetically it's most easiest to predict who might be the criminal if they fit into that heaviest of criminal category, those who are predisposed to a life of crime, violent crime sometimes.
How young can these genes be identified?
Well, fairly early. He looks mainly at behavior in people, your genetic behavior when you're very young. Now, of course, I think what you're getting at, man, is that someday you may be able to take a prenatal test to determine whether your child is going to be predisposed to criminal activity. He says that might happen someday. We're a long way from that, and of course, the implications are wide-ranging. It could become a criminal defense in court. I couldn't help it. I'm predisposed to being a criminal. We're a long way from that right now. He just wants to spark a conversation about the genetic element in criminal behavior.
Is there anything about how far back it can go? I mean, if your parents were squeaky clean, what about grandma and grandpa or great-grandma and grandpa if there was some, as they refer to the black sheep of the family?
Sure.
You wonder.
That's a good point, and maybe that's part of what we're looking at here, sort of that black sheep gene that gets passed down, maybe skips a generation or two, but eventually comes into play when your grandchild marries someone else and with a similar genetic makeup or with a similar proclivity toward passing those genes on. So, yeah, that may be part of it. But don't forget about the environment. If your parents were squeaky clean and your grandparents were squeaky clean, and even if you have this genetic component for crime, if you're raised in a squeaky clean environment, chances are you won't commit crime.